Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'll be honest with you. I don't always love doing this, but it is a way to gauge fans' interest. And I still have not gotten over 2016, where Cubs fans overtook the progressive field. And where there were more Cubs fans, where like Eddie Vedder and Bill Murray, they were celebrating on the field after the Cubs won the World Series. I've not gotten over it. So I remember having the debates you and I would have, and Bull and you would have, and everybody would have. Ken and Anthony, we'd all have the debates. Would you sell your Game 7 tickets? Like, how much money do you have to make to sell your Game 7 tickets? And there were people who made that business decision. And there were people who made that decision because they thought when it went to seven games, the then Indians had no chance. So looking at tonight's tickets prices for Game 5, or ticket prices as some would say, the cheapest single ticket to get in for tonight's game with fees is $32. And you can get two tickets as cheap as $45 each with fees for a playoff game. Is that a sign, Dustin, that maybe Cavs fans don't have a lot of faith that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to go ahead and get this win tonight?
I would say that's a fair assumption. However, tickets to game one and two, both games, were relatively cheap.
Is this – can we just be honest? This is about Orlando, right?
It's not a sexy matchup.
It's a tough matchup. Like, I think.
I mean, listen, if Orlando were coming to Cleveland to play LeBron and they were bringing Dwight Howard again,
yeah,
like, different deal.
Well, or boy, back in the day with Shaq and Penny.
Fine, yeah.
Or, listen, it's not.
I mean, if they're bringing, you know, Scott Skiles, we're in.
Yeah, that's the Cleveland and Scott Skiles. Remember, that was the era of Steve Kerr, Craig Elo, and Mark Price. That was Cleveland's era right there for guards.
Yeah, Nick Anderson.
Oh, the good old days. But I do buy some of this is who your matchup is. And it's not, again, it's that Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are not yet household names in the NBA. The same way as if you had played Joel Embiid, I think the tickets would be considerably more. I would say if this was a closeout game for the Cavaliers, I would expect the tickets to be a little bit more. If the Cavs were up 3-1, if they had righted the ship in Game 4 and this was a closeout game, I would expect the tickets to be a lot more than $45 each for two tickets or $35, $32 with one ticket.
I think that's pretty accurate.
So it's funny.
Like we'll see what happens here. If this thing goes to a Game 7, I think it'll be different.
Do you think – okay, so this is kind of now an extension of this conversation. Do you think we're still in wait-and-see mode with the Cavs, or do you think that Cleveland feels like they have waited, they have seen, and they're moving on? Not just because of the tickets, but just in general.
I don't know if it's fair to judge the ticket prices on the level of interest of the fans in moving on and that whole thing. I just think that it's hard to get behind this team because they're so inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and until the team proves that they can actually win at a high level and win consistently, I think there's going to be a lot of people out there, kind of like myself, who are just kind of scared. They're just tipping the toes in the water, but they don't want to go all in on this team as we did back in 2016.
I think Cleveland wants to believe in this team. I do. But I also think that I don't think anybody's opinion has changed on this team. They haven't had the right mix of health and consistency this year. There are just some real moments where it just looks like five dudes on the court instead of a team. And when you add to that, we're talking about effort, focus, consistency, all things that fall in with, like, how hard do you play? It's not that I think we're any farther away from getting an answer on the Cavs. I think it's that we're all kind of fed up that there hasn't been a performance we can look at and say, that's our team. Like, that's who they are. This is what we are. This is what we can expect. This is what we can trust. I don't think it's we don't like these Cavs. I think it's we don't trust them. And we are real late in the year to be saying that about a team. Like, it's almost to a point of ridiculousness that we are, it's May 1st is coming up, and we don't definitively, if we're talking about the Cavs trust rankings right now, who do you have the most trust in?
I couldn't tell. I mean, maybe Jared Allen.
Jared? And maybe, by the way, that's wildly different from 4 days or 4 games ago.
100%. And that's the problem with this team. You know, if the Cavaliers had somebody that you could just rely upon, like in that situation on Saturday, when the Magic are in the midst of a run, like, we need a player that we can trust, that can go get a bucket, and that can stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in this team that I'm confident on a consistent basis can go out there and just absolutely take over. I mean, Donovan's got the ability to score a bunch of points, but in a moment like that, I mean, he was shooting bricks.
Yeah. Well, and I think that just gets back to, I think he's spending so much energy trying to keep the team afloat that I think then when the moment comes for him to play hero ball, I think he's just running out of resources. I think he's wearing down. And now you add to it two more injuries this year, I think he's just wearing down. And again, that's why I pull my punches with Donovan, because he deserves a little bit more respect because he actually is respecting the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jared is respecting the moment. I don't know I can say that about all the Cavs' best players or even their head coach. And that doesn't mean they're disrespecting the moment, but, like, when's the moment that JB's done something that you've said that created change? And really with him, to me, it's about the speed of decisions. He doesn't make those decisions fast enough.
Mm-mm.
And you need to be lightning quick in the NBA playoffs, because if you wait 90 seconds, that's a 10-point run in the NBA now, especially with the way the Magic have gone. But by the way, that's Darius. That is Evan. Like, you can't disappear. There's no excuse for disappearing in a playoff game. When you feel yourself fading, you got to grab yourself by the scruples and get your ass in gear. And they just haven't learned that. And I really think we're to the point where I don't – because, Real Xavier P on Twitter – saying, y'all say the Cavs are a better team or players. Are they? Are the Cavs players individually better than Orlando's defensive players individually? I'm not sure they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Like, the regular, like, the actual, the way we've seen Donovan, Darius, Evan, and Jarrett, there's no lie there. The Cavs have excelled against, and by the way, in tougher defensive matchups than this. But there's something about getting into the playoffs. This isn't a team yet. And I'll be honest, I'm still expecting them to win tonight. I am. And if this thing goes seven, I'll still expect them to win this series, because you will have had to win one of the next two games. But this being said, we need more team-like effort. This is not just about three-point shooting. It's about wilting under pressure, and that happens when you don't play well enough as a team. The Magic are showing you, hey, we can figure it out and we can play well as a team. Right now, the better team are the Orlando Magic. If we get to just on-paper talent, the Cavs would smoke these fools 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10. And that's all due respect to Paolo, who's going to be special. That's all due respect to – I actually think Franz Wagner now would be like the perfect 3 on a championship team because of his shooting ability, and he does a lot of things on the court. But, like, you're still missing – and by the way, you're 3 years away from that, I think, and probably one true number one player. Like, if you could find a – they might chase Trae Young this offseason, which good luck and God rest. But, like, they need, like, a significant playmaker, probably from the guard position that can run the offense. And I think that in 2 years from now, and they can be a special team. But today –
nothing special.
You guys have been building this whole time. 216-474-0092. I do want to throw this out there. Do you have tickets to Game 5? And have you sold your tickets to Game 5? I'm just curious to why that would be, because there does not seem to be a big price boom that would be generating that kind of ticket sale there. Now, we're going to get back to the Cavs talk here in a minute, but we talked a little bit about this earlier in the show. We had Daryl on for a minute. The big news today for the Browns wasn't just the stadium stuff, though we will get to that. It was that Greg Newsome had his 5th-year extension picked up. I want to note that. We're going to try and get to that at some point today. But I got to say, kudos to the Slippery Wizard. Obviously, Daryl had – it was all over the actual reporting on the stadium. But today, Anthony Lima got a lot of people worked up into a lather – on the stadium, because he said he's talked to a guy that's talked to a guy that's talked to a guy.
Have you heard about this?
That has seen the plans for the new Brown Stadium, the Dome Stadium, that'll be in Brook Park, if that's how they go. And it was described as SoFi on steroids. Now, the number one question we have to start this conversation with there, Dustin,
is
do we trust that this isn't the Slippery Wizard being the Slippery Wizard?
I mean, why would he lie about that?
Because
it's Lima?
Because it's Lima. I think the thing that helps him is, and we'll kind of hear more about this in Daryl Ryder's piece, the biggest comparison to SoFi is that because the Brook Park location is so close to the airport, you have to dig the stadium down a significant amount. So I think Daryl said, what, 80 feet, something like that? So that's where all of a sudden I got to start believing the Slippery Wizard. But I will tell you, I don't feel great about it. Trusting, I mean, because here's the thing.
Is that similar to the way the horseshoes, like, kind of dug down to the ground?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. So now that being said, if they make SoFi on steroids, I'll be a very happy man. Isn't that like, doesn't that just sound like a good, like, way to, like, SoFi to me is a beautiful stadium. Now.
SoFi is the canopy, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which, so again.
So are we doing a canopy or a dome? Retractable.
I think it's more about how it's set into the ground. I think you'd still be doing a dome. So it'd be like SoFi on steroids if it was a dome. Thoughts?
Thoughts are, yeah. I mean, anything's better than what we have. Give me the dome.
I want a really nice dome, though. I don't just want a dome. I want a really nice dome.
You want a retractable dome?
Well, I would like – well, I'm not getting a retractable dome. I know I'm not getting that. I'll settle for a dome, retractable or not. Just make it nice. Make it look pretty. Like, we're looking at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse right now. What they did – was it 5 years ago now? Is beautiful. What they've done to Progressive Field now 2 times over. Like, when I've taken friends to either spot who aren't from here, they go, oh, my God, I had no idea. You don't, and I'll say this with love and respect to a city that I truly love and miss some days in Charlotte. You don't walk into Bank of America Stadium and go, oh, my God, what a stadium. You don't walk into the Spectrum Center and think to yourself, this is palatial. That's what I want for the Browns. And that's and this is where that's what I want for Browns fans. 216-474-0092. The Slippery Wizard has somebody, he's quoted somebody who's seen the designs of the Brown Stadium and says they are SoFi on steroids. So the Rams Stadium in L.A. on steroids. Does that description do it for you? If you guys have missed the official report by Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What I was reminded of today is all these different comparisons have been thrown out there. All these different, different ways of talking about the stadium. What I was reminded of disappointingly today is how far away we are from a new stadium. I think Daryl had said if everything went smoothly on the Brook Park thing, the goal would be to open it up by 2029 NFL season, so basically right after their lease with the city of Cleveland on Cleveland Brown Stadium kind of expires. I mean, that just feels like forever away.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And here's the thing. Again, I want to give the Browns credit. I think the Browns are playing this patiently, and they're trying to allow. I just think it's so funny. I think most people are like me where it's like, yeah, just give me my new stadium.
Right.
And I think there's a healthy chance that the city of Cleveland starts to feel the heat when the Browns are starting to put together everything. And I think you could see kind of do what the Bears did, where it seemed like the Bears were going to go build a stadium out by my buddy Dan Sitton's house in the middle of nowhere in the suburbs. And then at the last moment, they decided they were going to double down and build basically where Soldier Field around that area. So, it feels like there's so much momentum to Brook Park, but I think you can see there's enough time for Cleveland to come together and keep this team downtown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, if you want to keep it downtown, they're going to have to come together and really work hard at that, because it seems like at this point it's all but a foregone conclusion. They're going to Brook Park, don't you think?
Yeah, it feels that way. But, the situation in Chicago felt one way and it turned out to be the exact opposite. I'll be disappointed if they redo that stadium, meaning the stadium on the lake right now. I just think we've spent –
It's really in the worst area. I mean, not a bad area. It's, yeah. Let me rephrase. It's in a very difficult area to get to.
Yeah, it's not a great location, and it sure doesn't seem like the city of Cleveland is willing to move any other existing things. We heard about where the mail carriers are. I believe we call that a post office. Nick is a dumbass for 200 there. But where the post office is over off 77, again, I'd love if you put a new stadium there. But I just think, like, I think we've got to a point where my frustration is I don't – no matter how much money, you pump in $1 billion into that existing stadium, I don't think it's ever going to be the Mecca. And maybe a lot of this is – I'm young enough. I remember some things from old Municipal, but like I have a lot of fond memories of the last 25 years with the Browns because I love my family and the Browns, you know, Cleveland sports means family to me. But like all the times I've gone downtown for games when I was younger, it was just a pain in the ass.
Right. It really is. I mean, parking's a pain in the ass. Traffic's a pain in the ass.
Getting in the stadium, how it's built, is a pain in the butt.
I used to love when I was a kid going to Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah. Well,
I had no problem with it.
Yeah, you and I are also from out in the
– we're from
the burbs.
You know.
So when I grew up in Akron or Wadsworth, it was quite easy to get there. But that's not just the only
reason. But think about the people that go to the Browns games. Everyone's coming in from the burbs. I mean, people are coming from the east side, west side. I mean, it's not going to be that much further for people to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
And by the way, like, I know people love the idea of having this, like, home field advantage because of the whipping, the wind coming off the lake. Dude, get me away from the lake. It is absolutely brutal to go down to that stadium any day past, you know, Halloween.
If the city of Cleveland had ever followed through on any of the other 75 renderings of how to fix a lakefront, I'd probably feel different. But, like, I'll be honest, dude. I was down on the lakefront. I've been there more than this. But I took Ness to dinner out on the pier there. I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Sorry to the restaurant. I can do better. I will do better. But it's the Mexican restaurant right there. And, like, there was a there was a concert being played in that little area, that little park. It was a nightmare to get in and out of. So you can't park anywhere. And if you do park, even for like a non-sports event, it's going to be $20 or $25 or $50.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, it's going to take you an hour to get out of there. Like, I don't know. I understand the nostalgic reasons. I understand why people who live in Cleveland want to keep the Browns here. I understand the financial impact that Clevelanders feel like that's going to have. Okay, but then the city kind of has to play ball here, and it doesn't seem like that's happening. That being said, again, this could be one of those things where we get to the 5-yard line on a brand new, beautiful park and dome in Brook Park, and all of a sudden, you turn the tables there. So the other big Browns news today is the Browns have picked up the 5th-year extension or the 5th-year option on Greg Newsom's contract. Does that surprise you, Dustin Foxco?
Does not surprise me, because he's a really good player, and they decided not to trade him. So it's pretty simple to me. He's going to be a part of the future. It gives the Browns flexibility. And why the hell wouldn't you want to like, extend one of your better players?
I don't think they are going to extend him.
Well, whatever, picking up the option.
Well, no, right? But what I meant was
You don't think he'll be here?
I think he might be. I think he has a good chance to be next year's Jed Wills. Where we look at it and it's like, well, it's not like the worst thing that he's here, but I think we have players we might like that are cheaper. And this is, to me, this is the flawed logic of picking up the 5th-year option a year before that contract comes into play. I think it screws teams over. I wish they didn't have it set up the way that they do. And it does benefit players, so I can't be mad about it. But, like, between Cam Mitchell, between the young kid you drafted, I know he's a 7th rounder, but like people were kind of shocked he was a 7th rounder. And given the fact that the Browns are actually really good at drafting and developing cornerbacks, I think in a year's time, we could be looking at Greg as obsolete. And the problem is, in a year's time, if you didn't get a 2nd-round offer for Greg Newsom this year, and that's an assumption, if you didn't get you're not going to get a 2nd-round option when he's got a year left. And that team immediately has to give him a contract extension. So the moment to cash out on his value, and I'm fine, by the way, if they just didn't get an offer, or even they got an offer they like, but they'd rather have Greg here, that's fine. I still look at this and go, in a year's time, he could be superfluous for this roster.
Big word there, Nick.
You know why I used
Dante would be impressed.
You know why I used it?
Why?
I was trying to teach my kids – because they're like, Dad, do you ever get – because they had a can't talk spelled today, and they're like frustrated by it. I'm like, Dad does it all the time. I'm like, the word's superfluous.
It's difficult to speak.
I talk for a living.
For like a doof like me, it's difficult to speak. But yeah, I gave them the for instance of when I visualize the word superfluous, it looks like superfluous.
And superfluous.
It throws me out. But I know how to say superfluous. I've said it four times in this segment.
And it means what?
It means like extra, bonus, unnecessary.
I would say that saying the word superfluous is superfluous.
What's the word?
Unnecessary.
No. I don't know.
Whatever you said.
Superfluous?
Superfluous.
Hey! Yeah, you got it there.
Okay.
Hey, no. No, you're Mr. I can't say big words. You just did it.
Oh, I can say big words. I just don't want to.
I don't need to. 216-474-0092. Greg Newsom's fifth-year option picked up by the Cleveland Browns today. Does this mean Greg will be here for the next 2 years? I would be pretty disappointed if in a year's time you felt comfortable with your depth and you traded him for pennies on the dollar. I will say that. Like Carlton Davis, I think, went for a third rounder, but it was like a third rounder and then 2 6 went to the team that also got Carlton. I don't know that I love that. I kind of at this point keep Greg here, keep him here through his contract, and then get that compensatory pick as he's your former first round pick 2 years from now. I think the second you didn't trade him, or actually in fairness, because you still have 2 years of control until he plays this year, if let's say you were to get an offer in camp or something like that, but if by the time the season starts, if he's on this roster, he is here, and just lock him in and allow him. Because I think beyond that, I don't want to sell low on the guy. I also don't want to extend him. I think I know who I want to extend, and it's the other guys. Specifically, it's MJ Emerson.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.